Retired Major General Robert Scales is the Army's former Deputy Chief of Staff for Doctrine. He served at the U.S. Army War College and at the Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. He had combat experience in Vietnam, where he won the Silver Star, the nation's second highest award for valor. These days, he's also a sometime advisor to NPR News. General Scales, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Let me ask you about the ongoing situation in Fallujah. As things stand, the Marines are holding at the edge of the city, waiting to see if Iraqi mediators can get the insurgents to turn over their heavy weapons. When those four American contractors were killed and mutilated in Fallujah a little more than 3 weeks ago now, the chief U.S. military spokesman in Iraq, General Kimmett, said U.S. forces would pacify it. He said they would proceed carefully, but they would assert control. Having said that publicly, isn't it important militarily to actually do that, and is it time to do it now?
Perhaps not so much militarily, but psychologically, it's important to do that. Everyone in Iraq realizes that the center of gravity of this military campaign is in the Sunni Triangle, and the nexus of that center of gravity sits in Fallujah. I would argue that whoever controls Fallujah controls ultimately the will of the Iraqi resistance. And so this is one of those cases that happens so often in history where a military operation is linked directly to the psychological conditions that go on inside the country.
So the U.S. military forces there, they have to go in and take control of Fallujah at some point. But how do you do that? Do you say, okay, we've waited long enough, we're going in shooting, or do you try to go slowly, as General Kimmett said they would?
Well, two points. First of all, it's clear that the insurgents want to fight because they realize the importance of Fallujah just as much as we do. Secondly, the Marines have followed a tactic which is beginning to evolve as part of the American style of war, wherein the Marines establish what's called a loose cordon around the city. They allow, in fact, even encourage women and children, non-combatants, to leave the city so that, in theory, the inner part, the core of the city, is only occupied by insurgents. And then, once that's done, then they close the noose, they move in from various directions in an attempt to continue to isolate pockets of resistance, and then using the rapier rather than the sledgehammer, they find enemy concentrations and destroy them as much as possible with supporting firepower and, if necessary, with close combat.
This morning's New York Times quotes street interviews with Iraqis in Baghdad, and it's disquieting about Fallujah. The Times says people spoke words dripping with venom at the American occupiers over Fallujah. And here's a quote, "Frankly, we started to hate the Americans for that." People blaming Americans for taking Fallujah. It seems like this is a real Gordian knot of a problem.
Oh, it truly is. I mean, and that's why the Marines have used the mailed fist and the velvet glove. This type of operation has to be done surgically. It has to be done with incredible sensitivity towards however few civilians are left in the city. But make no mistake, the Iraqi on the street in Baghdad or anywhere else in the country, for that matter, understands the importance of Fallujah, and they clearly understand that the presence of the American military could never be secure until the Sunni Triangle is pacified, until Fallujah is under the control of the coalition.
Roads and transport systems throughout Iraq really are not under control of the coalition forces at this point. From the American perspective, casualties are rising. Is this because we do not have enough troops there?
I don't think it's a question of enough troops overall. I think it's not enough of the right kind of troops. It's interesting to note that the Marines have thrown in all of the close combat forces they have to take this city down, and the number, I think, comes to no more than 3,200. So what's missing here, I think, is a high density of close combat troops. By that, I mean infantry, armor specifically. Those who do the sort of the nasty business of intimate killing are in very, very short supply, not only in Iraq, but in our nation as a whole. It's interesting to note that the entire infantry force of the American Army today is actually smaller than the New York City Police Department. So when you have that sparse a number of soldiers who perform this mission, it doesn't take very long before you begin to run out of these soldiers.
General, people throw around the Vietnam analogy about Iraq. You were there. You've taught doctrine. What do you think?
Well, I think it's while there may be some similarities at the tactical level, there are very, very, very few similarities at any other level that you care to mention. I mean, as bad as the casualty rates are, and they are terrible in Iraq today, the total casualties account for something a little bit more than a week's losses in Vietnam during the height of the war. The second thing is the Americans' forces have already occupied the center of gravity of Iraq, and those are the major cities. The United States military never went into North Vietnam. I mean, you could go on and on. However vile the Fedayeen Saddam are, they are no match in fighting qualities with the North Vietnamese army. I could sit here for half an hour and tell you the differences. There are far more differences than there are similarities.
Major General Robert Scales, now retired from the U.S. Army, thank you for joining us on Day to Day.
Thank you very much.